Good morning, everybody. What a morning, actually. First bit of news I want to talk about is last night's overnight sensation. For my no agenda friends, the overnight sensation was Israel put into orbit a thing that will go to the moon, which we're calling Bereshit. And I just want to say what that means, because I'm sitting in, by not coincidence, Bereshit Forest. And Bereshit means in the beginning, or Genesis. It's the first book of the Hebrew Bible. It's the first words of the Hebrew Bible. Bereshit, in the beginning. And that's the name that's been given to this amazing probe. I've been a space nut all my life. Before the Islam, before all of that other stuff, before Israel advocacy, I was a space nut. And I've got shelves of books of Apollo space debriefings and all of this other stuff. I need a haircut too. And so I was actually pretty impressed that my kids insisted that I wake them at 3:45 in the morning last night, and we all watched the Falcon rocket take off. And I know, I've watched lots of the SpaceX Falcon launches, which are, you know, Elon, they are astonishing, especially because of the landings. And last night's launch, I know that a night launch on TV is a bit of a pain in the ass to watch, but it was still, it's amazing that 600 kilograms of that 5 tons that thing boosted into orbit was an Israeli designed little micro satellite, a beautiful piece of engineering. We hope it's going to work. Its legs unfolded. Now it's going to take, I don't know, 2 months or something to get to the moon, because the way it's getting to the moon, oh, the elegance and beauty of the way that they've designed this rocket to get to the moon. Apollo was kind of brutal. It's like, we're going to have a huge rocket. We're going to put something in orbit around the Earth. We're going to check all the systems. When we're ready, we're going to fire a huge engine, and we're going to just drive straight to where the moon is going to be in 3 days. Because you have to aim not where the moon is, but where it will be when you get there. This thing, the way the Israeli mission has done it with so little money and so little power and energy and rocket power, is it zips around the Earth going progressively in bigger elliptical orbits until that orbit is so big it actually touches the orbit of the moon in about, I don't know, is it, and it has to touch that orbit of the moon at exactly the moment that the moon gets there, and then the gravity of the moon will capture it and it will fire its rocket a bit and it will slow down and circle the moon and then land. It just amazing elegance of just the sheer, look, we've known all the equations of how to do orbital mechanics basically since Newton. The Apollo missions and Mercury, the American missions of Mercury and Apollo, and the Russians at the same time, they were doing all their calculations actually with people. There's a good movie about the NASA, the black women who were doing some of these calculations for NASA prior to computers. So when they said computers back in those days, they actually meant people looking up log tables and using slide rules. Today, obviously, with computers, it's much easier to do this orbital mechanics, but you have to have a spark of genius to know how to do it. That's what this Israeli mission represents. So it's really exciting. So exciting, almost I don't want to talk about the other panorama stuff, but I'm going to mention it because I know people are looking. I think it's going to be a very big deal on Saturday. Maybe you saw what I said about John Sweeney. There's just one little thing I want to... In the talk I did about John Sweeney, I just mentioned one thing about Israel. I said, I want to nail down exactly what I said. I said, Islamic ideology conquered Israel. And what we did when we reformed Israel was we switched from an Islamic rule with Jews and Christians being dhimmis, sub-citizens, below citizens, not even second-class citizens, dhimmis, slaves to Islam. We switched from that system of governance here, which was an Islamically oriented ideology that created that. We switched it. Now, it went through Ottoman to British hands, and then from British hands to Jewish Israeli hands. But we're running the country now under a Jewish philosophy. That means it's a pluralistic society. We've got Jews and Christians and Baha'i and Muslims and Druzim, and we've got all of these groupings, but we have a pluralistic society. We have no problem with churches. We have no problem with the Druze worshipping any way they want, and the Baha'i. We're the oasis in a desert of the Middle East created by Islamic intolerance. That's what we are. We didn't, to be honest, the place was largely empty, because what happens with Islam always, Islam is a horde of locusts. It comes into a fertile, growing region, takes over at the top, and eventually everybody moves away, because just like socialism and communism, they fail, the systems fail, people move away. So, you know, when Jews came back and started the process of evicting the Islamic ideology that was running the place and replacing it with Jewish philosophy and Jewish values, that's what we did. And a lot of people came back, a lot of people were here already. It wasn't that we drove out vast numbers of people. It was all about driving out a bad ideology and replacing it with a good ideology, a good operating system. Just like Western Europe and Christianity, the Christianity, the value system you get from that is a good system. Europe seems to have forgotten that and tries to replace it today with this cultural Marxist globalist bullshit. That's what I said yesterday in the John Sweeney video. I just wanted to make that point, really, really nail that down. Anyway, Tommy's thing on Saturday, I hope there's a huge turnout for it. I think there will be. The drama, the what should be a documentary, but he'll show you how they were scripting it and how it was being dramatized, and that the methods that they go to destroy him. I mean, you know, if that whole court thing wasn't enough, that massive miscarriage of justice that nobody talks about, nobody in the mainstream will mention the miscarriage of justice that was sending a journalist to prison for trying to report. Swept under the carpet. And what do? They move on to the next way. How can we defeat Tommy Robinson? How can we defeat the idea that he represents and all the people he stands for? Because, you know, I look out in the world, I look at Israel. What are we doing? We're sending something to the moon. Look at the scale of the achievement. Russia put something on the moon. Look how big that place is. America, they put men on the moon. There's nothing to match that scale of achievement so far. China did a hell of a thing. They landed on the dark side of the moon. But again, look at the scale of the resources. Look at how many billion people they've got there, and then the natural resources they were in command of. And tiny little Israel, we got 9 million people today, just under 9 million people. We were, you know, 20 years ago, we were 5 million people here. And we've got something that's flying to the moon. I love it. And we had to rent space on Elon Musk's rocket and so on. And to be honest, I think we've probably got the rocketry that could do something like this, but we can't shoot. In order to do this kind of mission, you have to shoot to the east. So that's why it took off in Florida and shot off over the Atlantic Ocean. If we were, as I was trying to explain to my kids, my son says to me, can't we just tell them it's going to the moon? I said, the last thing we can do is shoot a dirty great missile off into the sky over Iran and expect them not to get upset about that. And my son really, he just said, but it's just going to the moon. We can just tell them it's not a bomb. And I said, no, Israel cannot fire big moon rockets out to our east. There's just no way that can happen. And physics means we can't fire to the west. So, I look at Israel and I see positivity. I see growth for the good of people. I don't see a negativity. And unfortunately, you look to Europe and you just see where all the negativity comes from. And that's depressing. That's part of the reason why I'm still happy I've moved here. But it doesn't mean I wish bad things on Europe. I wish Europe would wake up to the danger it's in, refine their own forms of positive nationalism, pride in their own national identities, pride in their British, English, Scottish, Welsh, Irish identities, pride in those things without being xenophobic and nasty. That's to me what Tommy represents, and that's what I always found from talking to him and the other people I met back in that era, was just, there was not a negative vibe to it. There isn't hate. The hate I see comes from people like Hope Not Hate. It comes from the destroyers at the BBC trying to destroy him, trying to destroy anybody who wants to look critically at what are terrible things happening in Britain for the last 30 or 40 years. That's where I see the hate, not in places like Israel, not in what Tommy actually does, trying to make his country a better place. And that's about all for today. I'm Brian of London. I'm in, as I said, Bereshit Forest. I am in a forest that's named after the first book of the Hebrew Bible, Genesis, Bereshit, in the beginning, which is the same name that they chose for this shoestring budget, independent little non-government shot of just let's take on the technical challenge of putting a little thing on the moon because we can. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. I love it. Makes me really proud to be an Israeli, proud to be someone from a place that thinks that way. So damn right, yeah, we're setting out to occupy a tiny little bit of the moon. Fantastic. Brian of London, brianoflondon.me. Follow, share, like, subscribe, and thank you very much to the people who are contributing on Patreon still, and Subscribestar, and all of the Bitcoin methods. Next week I'm going to do some more stuff on crypto and my friend Andrew's very interesting crypto lawsuit in Australia. So there'll be some news on that next week. Bye for now.